everyone. I'm so excited to be at the Meet the Giraffes experience at Whipsnade Zoo today, together with Anisha.
My name's Anisha Akis, and I work at Whipsnade Zoo, and I look after the giraffes here at the zoo.
So, Anisha, the children at Great Ormond Street Hospital had some incredible questions for you, like these from Erin and Scarlett.
Why do giraffes have such long necks?
How many bones are in a giraffe's neck?
They have long necks for two reasons. They do a lot of fighting with each other, so they need these long necks to fight and thud against each other's bodies. But they also have long necks to reach the highest leaves at the top of the trees. So it's really interesting how they move their necks. They move their necks through the bushes to get those leaves. So they are quite flexible. And as they move through the branches to get the leaves, they kind of go in and out through the branches. Giraffes have 7 bones in their neck, a bit like me and you, and also the same amount of bones as a mouse. The difference is that giraffes have really, really long bones, so they're very flexible and can move all over the place.
Same as a mouse? Wow!
Hi, my name is Rehan, I'm 10 years old. How do giraffes eat?
When the giraffes eat their food, so all the leaves, they will chew their food at the back of their mouth, so their cheeks will get really, really big. Then they'll swallow that food and it'll go all the way down their neck. A couple of minutes later, that same food will come all the way back up into their mouth and they'll re-chew it. That's called regurgitation.
Hi, my name is Zane. I'm 9 years old. And my question is, how do giraffes show affection?
Giraffes show affection in a number of ways. It is normally the males that show affection to the females. They do this by moving their heads up and down the female's neck, also around their bodies, to show a bit of love. Females do show a lot of love towards their offspring, so their babies, and they do that by licking around the head of a baby, around its ears, just to say, are you okay? And just to make sure that they are.
Hello, my name is Joshua. I just would like to ask, what is a baby giraffe called and what is a pack of giraffes called?
Good question, Joshua. Baby giraffes are called calves. And as you said, a pack of giraffes are known as a tower of giraffes. A tower of giraffes can actually get up to 50 individuals in one group. So it's quite a lot of giraffes in one area at one time.
A tower of giraffes? That makes total sense.
Hi, my name is Isaac and I am 9. My question is, how do giraffes run?
Giraffes run very fast. So they put one foot in front of the other and just gallop like a horse.
My name is Nala, I'm 10 years old. And how do giraffes move when they're scared?
When a giraffe gets scared, they can do two things. They can either run away as fast as they can, up to 35 miles per hour, which is really, really fast, or they stand still and they move their ears all around to see where the sound is coming from.
Hi, my name is Yusuf and I'm 10 years old. I got a question. How does giraffe how do they make a sound?
Giraffes can make sounds that we can hear, but also sounds that we can't hear. Baby giraffes, known as calves, can bleep like a sheep. Adult giraffes can grunt, snort, and cough. The snorting is when a giraffe enlarges his nostrils and sometimes snot can come flying out of their nose. The sounds that we can't hear are humming. So giraffes hum to each other and it's at such a low frequency that we cannot hear it. It takes a lot of effort for giraffes to make a sound. So the airflow is really difficult to bring up their long necks to actually make a cough, a bleep, or a grunt.
Baby giraffes bleep? Oh, that's so cute. And adult giraffes make sounds we can't even hear? Wow, that is literally unheard of.
Why do giraffes have circular things on their heads?
So these circular things are actually called ossicones, and males have them and females, so they're like little horns on the top of their heads. Males have bigger ossicones and they use them for fighting against another male giraffe. So when they fight, their necks kind of twist and turn into each other and they also thud these ossicones against each other's bodies in a fight. Females use their ossicones to defend their calves against predators. So they will come across a lion who is after their calf and hit them away with their ossicones to protect their baby.
Hi, my name is Andy and I'm 9 years old. And my question is, when giraffes lean over, how come they don't topple over?
So giraffes don't topple over when they drink, because they spread their front two legs out, they put a lot of weight on their back legs, and then they keep their balance.
Anisha, how do giraffes sleep?
Giraffes can sleep in two ways. They can sleep standing up, so they actually lock their joints like horses do, and they will stand still and just suddenly fall asleep. And the second way is when they need to sit down to sleep, they will fold their legs under their body to get to the ground, and then their back legs will naturally go down onto the floor. Their necks will then curl round and they sometimes rest their heads on their bottoms.
Hi, my name is Ikra and I'm 9 years old. And my question is, why do giraffes have that pattern on their skin?
They have this coloration and this pattern because they need this for camouflage. So as they move through the trees, predators can't actually see them because predators see in black and white.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Anisha, I have one more question.
Why do they have, like, a kind of bluey, that kind of colour tongue?
Well, that's exactly what I wanted to ask. So, Anisha?
So, they have a bluey, blackish tongue because they spend most of their time eating those leaves. So they curl their tongues around the leaves and pull the leaves off the branch. And the reason why they are blacky-bluey in coloration is because they are exposed to the sun quite a lot of the time. So this prevents the tongue getting burnt. So it reflects the sunlight rather than absorbs it, so it doesn't get burnt. If you look at a giraffe, you can see how long their tongues actually are. If you put your forearm up with your hands up, they are actually as long as from the top of your fingertips down to your elbow. And it has been known that they can pick their noses and even their ears with their long tongue.
Thanks, Anisha. So giraffes have a camouflage skin and a tanned tongue. That's genius and cute. And their tongue is so long that they can pick their noses and ears with it. Can you try to pick your ears with your tongue? I can't. It's pretty impossible. Let's try reaching our noses. They're a bit closer to the mouth. No matter how close, I still can't reach my nose. Could you? Of course, the giraffe's tongue is as long as the distance between your elbow and the tip of your finger. Oh, imagine that. So, let's see. If we stick our elbow next to our mouth and move the forearm, how far can we reach with our fingertips? Hey, I can lick my whole head. Oh, even the back of it. Oh, I can pull my ear. Can you? Oh, I can caress the top of my head. That's relaxing. I can massage the back of my neck. And a bit to the side. That tickles. How far did you reach with your giraffe tongue? Shall we use our tongue to do some eating? I imagine a big leafy bush right in front of me. I extend my tongue, curl it around some leaves, pull them off the branch, and then I chew them at the back of my mouth. My cheeks are getting puffed up. Tasty. Then, just like a giraffe, the food is going to travel all the way down my long neck. And since I don't have such a long neck, I'm going to pretend the whole length of my body is a giraffe's neck. Do you want to do it with me? And remember,
giraffes move in all different ways, so you can move however you want.
I can feel the food going through my throat, and then I'm circling my neck to help the food go further down. At chest level, I'm oscillating my upper body like a wave to push the food down to my belly. And now I'm waving my belly and hips back and forth, and the food drops into my pelvis. If I were a giraffe's neck, now the food would be halfway down. I keep on oscillating my body. Now the bite of leaves is at my knees. And I circle around my knees, and the food finally drops down to my feet. Hooray! Now, I'm going to reverse the waving movement to push the food upwards, going through the same seven parts as if it were the seven vertebrae of a giraffe. Ready? And feet, knees, hips, belly, chest, throat, and mouth. And re-chew for a second time.
That's called regurgitation.
What was that? Oh, that's my friend Cornelia. Do you have a giraffe friend? What's her or his name? I'm going to greet my friend by moving my head up and down and around their neck. I pull my head up over a straight back and then lean my head to one side, leaning with my ear over my shoulder in a slow, curvy motion. And then I lean with my neck and then the upper body too. And then I slide my ribs to the other side as if someone's pulling them sideways with a string. Gently keep on pulling to the other side until my shoulders follow, and then my neck, and finally my head. And then starting from my head again, I'll bend forwards this time. Head, neck, and shoulders, chest, and ribs. And now starting from my ribs, I'll gently lean backwards. And now I'm moving my upper body freely like seaweed at the bottom of the ocean. Which direction do you lean in? Backwards? Sideways? In a diagonal?
You can move and groove however you want to.
All this body bending feels like a dance. Remember, your giraffe friend is moving next to you. Can you interlock your necks while dancing? I bend my body forwards and then tilting my head to the right, tangling myself around my friend's neck. And then I reverse. I'm circling my body out and round to the other side, and then I'm tangling around the other side of my friend's neck. It's a duet dance. In the distance, I can see more friends gathering round. We'll form a tower of giraffes. And your friends come in to gallop with you through the savannah. Just mind yourselves if you're not in the middle of the savannah, but actually in the middle of a room. Then take care not to bump into things. But still,
you can move and groove however you want to.
All this galloping around has made me thirsty. I tried to drink like a giraffe. From this blue pond. Could be between the sofa and the radiator. I'm bending forwards, folding over my legs until my hands reach the floor. It's okay if you can't reach the floor. Just bend into a comfy position, whatever that might be. I use my legs as the giraffe's back legs and my arms as its front legs. I spread out my arms while moving my body weight towards my heels, which are steadily pressing into the floor. That position looks a bit like yoga. Yoga for giraffes. Giraffophoga. And now I'm leaning with my head towards the floor. I mean the pond surface. Just remember to keep your arms spread out as much as possible so not to topple over. And now drink. Maybe give your ossicones a bit of a splash too. That's what I'll do. Oh, that's refreshing. Oh, I feel a bit... Oh, must have felt tired. I took a little nap. Did you know that giraffes could just fall asleep out of the blue, standing up? I had no idea until Anisha said it. But right now, I'm so tired that I prefer the sitting down version. Still on all fours, I'm gently bending my knees and elbows to get closer to the ground. I fold my knees close to my chest, twist them to one side, and sit on my hip. And then I fold my arms in front of me, sort of under my chest. That's more like it. And finally, I'm turning my neck to one side to rest my head on my shoulder. Well, if I was a giraffe, I could rest my head on my bottom. That's more cushioned than the shoulder. How I envy giraffes. Good night, Cornelia. Good night, my friends. And a massive thanks to Anisha from Whipsnade Zoo and to all the children from Great Ormond Street Hospital. Keep on galloping. Bye! To enjoy more from Audio Moves, there are lots more episodes wherever you're listening now. Please subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Leave a review, share with your friends, tell everyone. Okay, thanks, bye!